The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and return to Israel, for those who sought the life of the child are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and returned to Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to return there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and just a couple of very quick thoughts. First of all, these first two readings today are terrible. The first reading is all about the responsibility of a father, and then sons are told they will be rewarded if they care for their father in his old age. There isn't one word of mention of a mother. In the second reading, we read the shorter version to eliminate what Paul tells women to be subservient to their husbands. Those readings were written for a patristic age when women had no status whatsoever, and they don't really apply to us today. Family life is totally different. When I look at you, so many of you young couples who come in here week after week with your infants and your little children, I absolutely marvel at the attention you pay to them, the affection you show toward them, the patience you show toward them. And today, fathers are as involved in the raising of children as are mothers. It's a totally different thing, and believe me, God is smiling on you in ways you do not know. I think there are three important things to have a happy family life. Number one is communication. And communication is more than just talking. It's also listening. Listening carefully to the other person, that maybe you can hear the anxiety in their voice, the anger in their voice, so that we can respond to them. Secondly is forgiveness. We have to forgive one another. We're human and we mess up every day. The Irish have a saying that they forgive but never forget. Doesn't work. You have to forgive and forget to move on. And finally, I think we need to learn to laugh at ourselves a little bit more. Half of life is absurd, and if we can laugh at it, we can conquer it. But if not, it will conquer us. We take ourselves too seriously. And so for a happy family life, I think we need effective communication, the ability to forgive, and the ability to laugh at ourselves. Amen.